that is R1, and it's classified as residential and contains a single-family dwelling. And it's located adjacent to the city of Huxley. Here before you is the surrounding property owner map that was mailed to all the surrounding property owners within a quarter mile of the subject property, which is highlighted in red. As you can see, it's triangular. And you can see the single-family dwelling kind of right in the middle of it. There's a six-foot metal fence that surrounds the entire perimeter of the property. The subject property is designated as Cooperative Planning Area Tier 3 on the County Development Plan. And the proposed amendment request is to amend the property from R1 zoning designation to AR, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. This would allow the current use of the property to remain, as well as support the use as of the property for two horses, as is the intent of the applicant. Looking at the standards of approval for all rezonings, as pertains to its conformance with the County Development Plan, staff noted that in the Cooperative Planning Area Tier 3, those areas are given the highest preference for rezoning, as they're located within a quarter mile of the city. As I already stated, this parcel is adjacent to the city of Huxley. And the proposal is to rezone the land from R1 to AR, which is actually a downzoning from a higher intensity development to lower intensity. And staff also noted that either zone would be consistent with the county development plan designation, as we currently do not have an urban fringe plan with the city of Huxley. Number two, the proposed rezoning shall conform with the statement of intent for the proposed district and the district requirements. As stated before, the proposal is to rezone the land to accommodate horses on the property. This conforms to the statement of intent for the AR district in that it's designed to provide low-intensity single-family detached dwellings with limited activities interrelated with agricultural uses. Additionally, horse stables are explicitly stated permitted use in the AR Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Going on, the proposed rezoning shall be compatible with surrounding land uses and development patterns. This triangular-shaped parcel is surrounded by two sides by agricultural cropland and one side by a residential subdivision within the city of Huxley. And I'll just go back to that big parcel to the north and to the west there is currently in crop production. And then you can see the subdivision on the south side of East First Street there as well. As again, the rezoning would be the intent of the property owner and the applicant is to allow horses on the property for personal use. This would seemingly provide a transition between the residential area to the south and agricultural uses to the west and north. And then finally, the proposed rezoning shall protect environmental resources. Staff noted that there are no natural resources identified on the property. The applicant stated that they intend to plant trees throughout the property to further protect the animals and also would help prevent runoff from the property to surrounding areas. Story County Conservation has voiced no concerns with the proposal. And typically we have also the LISA standard of approval, but this one does not apply in this case. Typical conceptual review dates and legal notices published. We have received no comments from any of those. We have received several phone calls with questions regarding it, including from the city of Huxley. But as of today, we have not received anything in writing regarding any questions or concerns. And so with that, I'll leave you with alternatives and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Ryan. All your questions on the staff.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good question. First of all, the surrounding property letter stated that it was the intent to rezone it from R1 to A1. So they had questions regarding what kind of livestock could be allowed in the A1 zoning district. It's quick to inform them that it's not to A1, it's to AR, which would only allow for horses as livestock on the property. And then I got another phone call asking if there's a limit in the AR zoning district to the number of horses that could be allowed in that zone, which there is not. Indeed. Now, I will remind the commission that it's completely within your authority to place conditions of approval on the rezoning request that could potentially limit the number of animals on the property. So,
phone call from Huxley were mayor.
The planning staff they have there.
Planning staff.
Yep.
And you said that they do not have an urban fringe plan. Huxley does not.
Correct.
Expressed any concern about the 2 mile radius in terms of what they could do within that 2 mile radius in terms of adding to their city boundaries?
You mean in terms of annexing? I believe that the applicant had approached the city. I'm not for certain on this, and they don't have any plans on annexing that area in the near future. But I could be wrong. But as far
Huxley stated that they had no plans to.
It's hearsay. I was saying that
okay.
In conversations with the applicant.
Other questions from the commissioners? Okay, and nobody here to represent Mr. Was it Carson? Oh, you are. Oh, okay, good. So at this time, we'd ask you to come forward if you wish and go up to the microphone, give your name, address, and tell us about the application.
My name's Heather Nicholas, N-I-K-O-L-I-S-H. I am Lance's fiance, and I live at the property. And I guess the big concern is there are no plans to have 50 horses. Probably two for the number of riders that would be available for the horses. There's been a lot of acknowledgement to the fact of San Cherry, which is south of East First, a very nice residential area. There is a line of trees that goes along East First, which kind of separates the highway from San Cherry Hill. And that was a very big thing. I'm from a city, and so I'm very aware of agricultural smells, etc. But if you look at the entire community of Huxley, there are quite a few equine facilities, you know, whether they're private or residential, that are within a 2 mile radius of the city limits of Huxley. And there's more than two horses on these facilities. So, you know, if you look at in comparison to what's currently present surrounding the community, it's really nothing that's going to have any large impact. And again, the west, you know, because of the shape of the lot, the west side and the north side of the property is surrounded by crops. So it's fairly well protected from smell.
Anything else? Thank you. Stay up here for some questions, maybe. Do we have questions of Ms. Nicholas?
Okay. One of the images in our packet, close-up of your property with the eastern triangular area outlined in a red. Is that the area that you would confine the horses to?
That's what Lance has proposed, with dredging power and water over to that area.
And he needs the rest of the horses.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Sorry, he probably could give you a better estimate. I don't know.
My recollection was this was, I think in the package said for personal use pretty much, not a business type thing. Okay.
No intent of boarding, taking other people's horses, none whatsoever.
Other questions? Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
I have a question for Ryan. How long ago was this annexation accomplished to make this residential such that it could be parceled out?
Oh, the rezoning? I believe that was in 2007. Okay. And it was when I was first here. I think it was one of my first cases that I did. 5 years. Just 5 years last week.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. Okay, discussion among the commissioners, or I look for a motion.
I remain a little concerned about the 2 miles surrounding the project. Because when you look at the map,
that's the big one, that the one that shows the that one right there. So you've got this property right here. That if Huxley decided to annex this and this, which is not unheard of, okay, then what that does is that creates an island here. And what we've seen happen in Nevada is that that's unacceptable. So I'm a little concerned about that aspect of it.
It's an island of what?
Land, because there's only one exit out. That's what occurred with Marlin, right outside Nevada.
If I may clarify one thing for a moment, the property is actually on the west side and the south side. That's in the it's adjacent. It abuts the city of Huxley. So the property to the north is in the county, but the property to the west, as well as that subdivision to the south on East 1st Street, is all within the city of Huxley.
Thank you, Ryan.
I have a copy of what the current corporate limits are from the Beacon website.
Okay.
And it's Huxley has been aggressive in their annexations, and it's not a nice compact shape. They gerrymandered their corporate limits fairly extensively.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's going to be an issue of an island.
No, since that has already been annexed. Okay, I understand. Yeah, with the road and well, not necessarily just with the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huxley has the authority to.
Mm-hmm. That's a little issue.
They could always solve island problems.
When you say, do you happen to know, when you say aggressive, what kind of time frame have they accomplished this?
Well, what they've done is all voluntary annexation.
Yeah. Last four? Okay. Yeah. They are a little odd, aren't they?
I'm with Stephen. I think the city of Huxley can handle it if they need to.
Yeah, well, I don't see any issue.
And I don't know that you can even allow islands. I'm not sure, but maybe that's the city of Ames policy that they don't allow islands.
It's stated. I don't want an island, so therefore you will.
Yeah.
I'd like to, for discussion purposes, move number one, that the Story County Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the official zoning map amendment as put forth in case REZ0212 to the Story County Board of Supervisors and direct staff to follow Story County Ordinance number one when scheduling first, second, and third consideration by the Board of Supervisors and place the schedule for the board September 4th of 2012.
Is there a second to that motion? Second, motion by Gass, second by David Rifle. Okay, so we're open for discussion.
I would agree with what Steve said earlier, that it's really not going to be an issue, you know, as far as creating an island. And Huxley has used a lot of tax and criminal financing that has kind of, in my opinion, put an undue burden on some of the county. And they've kind of went this way and that way to kind of, you know, help themselves, so to speak, to growth. And it's kind of interesting to see a zoning request go, in a way, backwards, more towards agriculture.
Yeah.
But I understand the need for it here, and I think it's no problem at all in my view of having that happen.
I've driven by the property, too, and I think it looks pretty secluded. I mean, it's on the edge of everything, but it's still separate. So I think it looks like it'd be a good move.
Is there any need to restrict the number of animals?
I'll give my opinion. I see none.
They've got almost 10 acres. You could handle well more than two horses in 10 acres, I would believe, depending upon the... I haven't actually been on the landscape, the lay of the land and stuff, but...
I just thought the size of the triangle is just a little bit less than 3 acres. And so a 3 acre confined area for two horses shouldn't be a problem. You know, horses are trotting down grass fairly fast if you get too many in there, but I mean, it's residential, a residence. And not a whole lot different than many places in the county. I think it's self-limiting.
The price of hay these days, who wants more than two horses?
Are you ready for a vote? Okay, roll call, please.
Kowser? Aye. Ast?
Aye.
Merfeld?
Aye.
Struthers?
Aye.
Weigel?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Beggy?
Aye. The motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Nicholas, for being here with us. Moving on to other business, long-range planning update. Okay? Then I won't dwell on it. A follow-up on items recommended to the Board of Supervisors and the Board of Adjustment.
The Jensen conditional use permit for the Golf Performance Center goes to the Board of Adjustment this Thursday rather than have a special meeting scheduled. And the two Ames River and Fringe amendments were both acted on by resolution at last Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting approving both of those. I think those are the three items that were pending.
So we just missed the mark badly on the
Nope. No, and if you care to listen to the deliberations, their meetings are online on the county's website.
I'm going to go home and do that tonight. Okay, anything else? Commission comments. Nancy? I'll just go around the table. Nancy? Stephen?
And then the staff on the new format, it looks very sharp. So, very easy to follow. Well laid out.
Can't
blow enough about it. And it had maps in it. That was great.
Yeah. David? David? Jeez, David's and Nancy's all over the place here. And I echo that comment of Stephen's too. I'd really liked seeing that format. It was just, I don't know, easy to read. So thank you for that. Staff comments.
You kind of stole my thunder because I was going to ask you your thoughts on the new staff report template, but hearing that, I assume we're all okay and we'll continue with it. We switched it for, just so you know, the Board of Supervisors, Board of Adjustment, and Planning and Zoning Commission. I think that's all I had.
It'll be interesting to see on some of the more complex cases how the format works. This was pretty simple.
This was.
It was so easy to follow, and I think it was good for me, and I can imagine it would be a whole lot better for the general public.
We're considering, if you'll recall, subdivisions. We put all the standards right in the staff report. And sometimes the staff comments or the items are missing or lost. And that's what we're wrestling with right now. We may have a subdivision coming forward that will perhaps attach the standards and then reference the attachment. Still playing with the layout.
Is that it? Okay, cool. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Announcement of future meetings. Are we going to have future meetings?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Probably.
Unless we get something in the mail tomorrow, you won't have your regular scheduled meeting. However, I do want to remind you of the training session we have scheduled for next month.
Right.
And I know I got an email on the training session, but do you remember what it is? Okay. So
I'll have Kristen send out a reminder. I think we've heard from a couple of people. It's either the first Wednesday or the first Monday of September.
Right. That's a great session to attend, too. So, anything else? Okay. Motion to adjourn. Second? Second by Weigel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
They're adjourned. Thank you.